The Tower of London has a reputation for torture and imprisonment, stemming from the Tudor period in the 16th and 17th century. During this time, physical torture methods such as the rack or manacles were used. However, there are records of just 48 people being subjected to such horrific treatment. Undoubtedly, many others endured immense psychological torture while imprisoned. But it is the grim executions that took place at the Tower, especially those of notable people, that seemed to capture the most attention. Some of the most famous executions were those of not one, not two, but three queens, who were all beheaded on Tower Green. The first of which was Anne Boleyn, second wife to Henry VIII. Anne's time as queen both began and came to a swift end at the Tower of London. Anne Boleyn was the granddaughter of one of the most powerful men in England, and spent many of her adolescent years in the French court. In 1522, she returned to England and became a lady-in-waiting to the queen, Catherine of Aragon. Anne began to draw attention from many admirers in the English court, including Henry VIII, who was known to have mistresses, including Anne's own sister. Henry had become increasingly unhappy with his first wife, Catherine, who, despite giving birth to six children, produced no surviving sons. Ever desperate to secure a male heir and now infatuated by Anne, Henry made a case to the Pope in 1527, stating that because Catherine was his brother's widow when he married her, their union was a sin and should be annulled. The Pope would not answer him for many years, but ultimately refused the king's request. Not happy with this decision, Henry took matters into his own hands.